his pale blue skin looking cool and very alien on his otherwise human frame. His eyes were very nearly closed as he leaned back against the headrest, only a glint of red showing between the lids.
"Come in, Captain," Thrawn said. "What have you to report?"
"The scouts have returned from the Obra Sky system, sir," said Pleian. "They've got at least a partial dump, apparently. There was some attempt at pursuit. The wing commander got rid of them, though."
Thrawn straightened in his chair and opened his glowing red eyes.
Pleian returned the other's gaze without flinching, proud of the achievement.
"Set course for planet Merkur," said the Admiral. "Have you heard of Merkur, Captain?"
Thrawn turned his head, the glowing eyes coming to rest on Pleian. Pleian shook his head.
"Should I have?"
"Probably not," the Admiral said. "Most of those who have are smugglers and malcontents. The Issa Lemiri, an animal indigenous to that planet, is the first piece of the puzzle. The second piece is on a world called Wayland, a world for which the Oberyn Library data will provide me with a location."
"I congratulate you," Pleian said. "May I ask just what exactly this puzzle is?"
Thrawn smiled, a smile that sent a shiver up Pelian's back.
"Why, the only puzzle worth solving, of course. The complete, total, and